Morning, Donnie.
Good morning, Robert.
Welcome back to the morning, Randy.
It's been a while.
It's
been a minute.
We were doing other things, and now we're doing this again.
Yeah.
Like old times.
Yeah.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
It is the 1st of October.
It sure is.
Which is very exciting.
That means it's Halloween.
Halloween time. This is not a Halloween bit. What it means, what my question is for you, when is the first snowfall coming? What's the over-under on snow here?
So there's always snow by Halloween.
Yes, except last year when there wasn't.
Just like there's always snow on May long weekend, except last year when there wasn't, there's always snow on Halloween.
All I'm saying is I think this is going to be another post-Halloween snow year.
You think so?
I think so.
I think... Man, listeners are going to hate me.
Yeah.
I think we're getting snow next week.
Next week? Wow.
I haven't looked at the forecast
at all.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at any forecast. This is pure speculation.
This is 100% from the top of my dome. I had to scrape my car the other day, like, because it was frost on it.
Yeah.
So, like, snow is coming.
It is coming. But how soon is... you're going to say next week.
I'm going to say next week. You're saying after Halloween.
I'm saying after Halloween. I'm going way late and you're going way early.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you had asked me at the beginning of September when snow was coming, I would have said, it's weird that it's not here yet. School has started. Where is the snow?
That's fair. How about you, listener? I want your opinion. When is the snow coming? What's the over-under on that? Head over to Facebook page, join the conversation, and let me know.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Donnie.
Welcome to the morning, R&D.
Oh, I've missed how much you phone in the bit.
Yeah, thank you. I was actually going to ask you, this is my question for the week.
Yes.
What have you missed the most about not doing morning R&D ever?
What have I missed the most about not doing morning R&D?
Yeah, because we didn't do morning R&D for like a solid 6 months there or something.
Yeah, well, it's because we were doing... a full show
together.
We were
doing like literally
so it wasn't
4
like,
hours a day sitting in a room together.
Yeah, it wasn't like we weren't doing bits together. It's just that we were doing them in a different room and not posting them to the internet.
Yeah, but like specifically about this bit, like what have you missed?
It's been a long time since we did a long bit about cryptids.
That is true. I think we did one bit over on our morning show.
I watched a 45 minute History Channel quote-unquote documentary yesterday on the Michigan Wolfman, or Dogman rather, not
a
Wolfman.
I've never heard of that.
The Dogman is great.
Okay.
It had some this documentary had some beautiful like early 2000s CGI. It was fantastic.
That's lovely.
Great documentary. How about you? What have you missed about
the thing I've missed the most is coming into the studio and sitting down and talking to you for only a few minutes a day.
Ah, yes. All everything in moderation, I understand.
Because, you know, we sit in a room together and we just, like, we talk the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's great. But also, sometimes we, like, really get on each other's
That's
nerves.
That's true.
And
it's
then
like
there's
vanilla.
No escaping it, because we still have 3 more hours
together. Exactly. Sit down and just, like, start fights as soon as he walks in the room. It's great.
That's literally what I do some days.
Well, yes, great to enjoy your company in moderation.
In moderation, yeah.
Now get out of my studio.
Okay, bye.